barometer, the indicator of mass injustice in a society. DPs are those in every land, throughout every era, who were imprisoned for fighting mass injustice. It is no different today regarding mass incarceration of DPs in the U.S. They must be freed.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Poetic Hip Hop Day of Action for former Black Panther and political prisoner Sun Diata Akoli on Monday, September 22nd at Anjoni Restaurant in Portland. There will be a writing workshop from 5 to 6 p.m. and a poetry reading open mic from 7 to 8:30 p.m. based on Sun Diata's writing prompt. Featured speakers include Rochelle Radizi Hart, Black Butterfly, Walida Imarisha, Ajamu Umi, and more. Again, that's the Portland Poetic Hip Hop Day of Action for Sun Diata Akoli on Monday, September 22nd at Anjoni Restaurant, 910 North Killingsworth Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the PDX People's Climate March on Sunday, September 21st. Gathering will begin at 3 p.m. at the Park Bowl of Tomacole Waterfront, just south of the Hawthorne Bridge. World leaders are gathering in New York City for a UN summit on climate change, and across the country, people will be out in the streets to demand a better world for ourselves and for generations to come. Again, that's the People's Climate March on Sunday, September 21st at 3 p.m. at Tomacole Waterfront Park in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, September 19th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. The big news today out of Cascadia, of course, is the arrest of Sonny Glover, who Rising Tide activists who spent 9 hours up on a tripod blockading train tracks. This will be stopped because Rising Tide, the Cascadia Forest Defenders, Earth Versus, I could go on. There are many, many groups who are courageous, they're bold, they are unstoppable, and they attract more and more people all the time, more and more interest all the time. Mainstream media has even paid attention to this recent action, and the public is beginning to wake up and realize that what is at stake is the very quality of life, the reason why we are here in the first place. Many thousands of people are attracted to this part of the world. They come in droves every year on vacation, and some of them end up moving here. Why? Because it's beautiful here, because of the water, because of the air, because of our forests. All of that is what we stand to lose. Filthy trains rolling through. I see it all the time. I see oil trains every day. That said, we have other headlines coming up on the screen this morning. Of course, as the world knows, the war is yet another war is on the horizon. And with that always comes secrecy. This is when the government begins to lock down, close its doors, close its windows, and stop answering its phones. Not only the secrecy on the part of the government, but also the surveillance of citizens who might oppose wars of this sort. That is what we are going to be talking about today with our guest, Norman Solomon, who will join us in just a moment after we go through a few brief headlines. 18 Portland police recruits are set to start a 12-week advanced academy next month. This is going to be at a complex in northeast Portland, where else, with two 12-lane indoor firing ranges. That's great. Maybe we should be, instead of teaching the cops how to shoot better, maybe we ought to be teaching them who to shoot and who not to shoot. Just a thought. Port westward, the train blockade, it's the fifth oil train blockade in the Pacific Northwest just since June, and it's only the beginning. Activists say that they will continue to blockade until it is financially, logistically, and politically untenable for oil trains to threaten climate and communities. Keep that in mind. Keep that constantly in mind, because we have a huge climate action coming up this weekend. Wednesday, storms are being blamed for a fire and explosion in Baytown, Texas, in the Houston metro area. It happened around 1 p.m. Big explosion. Maybe we ought to remember that the climate change that all of this is precipitating very often returns to bite us in the backside, as it were. We do have Norman Solomon waiting on the line now, but and we have a war also waiting in the wings. Good morning, Norman. Thank you very much for being with us. I'm very grateful
to
you.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you with us, back with us again at the KBOO airwaves. So this is, again, here we are facing a seemingly insane administration, a president who was elected based on their opposition to wars, as we all understood it, and who claimed he would end some of these wars that previous administrations had rocketed us into. Now look what's happening, and how is it possible for this administration in any way, shape, or form to justify this? And what kind of secrecy do you figure is happening? I just spoke in the intro to this program about secrecy and surveillance and how they go hand in hand with war. How do you see it unfolding this time around? Is it different, or is this the same old playbook?
Well, it is a key point that in practice, surveillance and secrecy and ongoing war tend to be inseparable. And the more you have this environment of warfare as a culture, as a media meme, and as an ambience of the politics of the country, the more that the serious commitment by the top of the government to surveillance and secrecy becomes part of the landscape. It was 16 months ago when, at a major speech, President Obama said that the United States must end the concept of perpetual war being necessary. And what he has been doing, with the aid of most members of Congress and news media in recent weeks, is to renew the commitment to perpetual war by any other name. And I'm so glad that KBOO has been looking closely at surveillance issues, because it is whistleblowing that makes possible the informed consent of the governed, the clear agenda of this administration, even more than any others in our lifetimes, is to mandate and impose the uninformed consent of the governed. And how would you characterize the uninformed consent of the governed? Well, that's anything but democracy, because if people don't know what the heck's being done in their name with their tax dollars, then their consent becomes meaningless.
People, the general public feels somewhat helpless. The juggernaut of this and recent administrations has been so powerful and so pervasive, and again that brings us back to the issue of surveillance. People do feel watched all the time, and that does have a tendency to suppress action. People do think twice about what they say. I admit that I do under some circumstances.
Well, you know, fear is something that has to be pushed back against. And if we're going to let fear rule our lives, then may as well stay in bed with head under covers rather than get out and live in the wider world. So in that sense, I believe we have the opportunity and the human responsibility and the capacity to say, you know what, fear is not going to dominate my life, and we are going to create a collective energy that is the antithesis of being ruled by fear, and that therefore requires organizing. The only reason we have KBOO Radio is that people organized and kept organizing. The only way we're going to end war so that we can have health care, education, housing, what people desperately need in Oregon and around the country, is by organizing. And that means to hold feet to the fire, not just rhetorically, but electorally, not only with protests, although it has to include protests, but also down to nitty-gritty at the precinct and neighborhood level. Who is the mayor? Who's on the Portland City Council? What is being done by members of Congress to either aid and abet or oppose this kind of surveillance state and warfare state? That takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy. It takes education, and it takes organizing.
So, following along from the whistleblowers, they exist in certainly a different environment, different climate now that we take for granted that surveillance is pervasive and pretty much everywhere and all the time. This is an extraordinary situation. We are looking at a really terrible war. If Obama drags the U.S. into this region in a boots, as they say, boots on the ground capacity, whistleblowers, we are more critical than ever before. Do you see a new generation, it's hard to phrase this, new generation of people who do have the courage to step forward and say, here's what I see from the inside? How can we use that to leverage? How is that used to leverage the public's involvement in this? Because people don't feel like they have any say whatsoever. Nobody wants this to happen. It's quite obvious.
Well, it seems like everybody's doing it without wanting it. Yes, Edward Snowden is an example of a new generation. I want to mention that yesterday here in Washington, D.C., I was able to introduce Daniel Ellsberg at a news conference that ExposeFacts.org has sponsored. And he spoke at length about exactly some of those points you've mentioned, the necessity of whistleblowers making it possible for the public to be informed, whistleblowers who can shatter the silence that is maintained all so often by the dominance of official sources and the government and huge corporate entities. And I'd encourage people listening, if you want to watch a video of what Daniel Ellsberg had to say yesterday about whistleblowers and the war that is escalated by the U.S. now again in the Middle East, you can go to rootsaction.org and you'll see there's a video under News and Views there. Again, it's rootsaction.org. And the event sponsored by ExposeFacts.org is one that you can learn more about in terms of background at that site, ExposeFacts.org, which is dedicated to organizing for whistleblowing. And that means a blend of activism, journalism, public outreach, and whistleblower work that is really essential, whether we're talking about corporations that are dumping pollutants into the Pacific Northwest, or we're talking about the CIA and the NSA and the White House and Pentagon that have been so involved in ratcheting up death and destruction subsidized by U.S. taxpayers in the Middle East.
Norman, thank you so much for that I really, really appreciate you joining us today, as I know that our listeners do too. These are very, very critical days that we live in right now, and every word that you said this morning is of very, very great importance right now. Thanks a lot for that. This has been a Cascadia for Friday, September 19th, 2014, Sam Parrish engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Got the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Points, an in-depth look at the escalating involvement of the U.S. war in Iraq, and CNA and the United Nurses speak out against, well, let's call it casino medicine, and the potential closure of a key hospital in Richmond. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoint. Stay tuned.